Here we go, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. St. Peter and St. Paul, Our Lady of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you. All right, so we're in the middle of the page 13. Jesus says, "Now listen to me, good daughter, to the great prodigy of our life in the creature, such that no one else, as much love and power as they might have, can boast of being able to say, I can bilocate myself, and while I remain what I am, I can form another life of mine inside of the person whom I love." Okay? That's what God's going to be doing with us. He says, to the great prodigy of our life in the creature, no one else, such that no one else, as much love, power that they might have, can boast of being able to say, I can bilocate myself while I remain what I am, and I can form another life of mine inside the person whom I love. It would be folly, absurd, even just to say it. Neither the angels nor the saints have this power. Only your God, only your Jesus has this power. Because our being is fullness, it is totality. It is everything that fills everything. And in the immensity in which it finds itself, which envelops everything, it breathes and has a simple breath, and we, triune God, form our divine life in the creature. See what God's going to do with us? Our divine will dominates the soul. That's what he's going to do to us. Our divine will is going to nurture the soul. That's what God's going to do with us. Our divine will makes the soul grow and forms the great prodigy of enclosing our divine life within the small circle of the soul of the creature. That's what God's going to do in us. That's what he did with Our Lady. That's what he did with Louisa. And now God wants to give this life of Jesus and Mary found in Louisa to us. See, this is what I mean. It's not a devotional thing. It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary found in us. And again, the more we die to our ego and our will, the more... See, that's one of the things we have to do. We have to get rid of the word I, me, mine. I was talking to this one lady once, and all she talked about was how great she was. And I said, you can't live in the divine will with the I. And then she says, she went to a paragraph, and I think she said I 19 times. And then she said, I said, you can't use I. And then she used the word 20 times. And then I said, to live in the divine will, it's not me. It's Jesus in me. It's not I anymore. It's what are we going to do, Jesus? What are we going to do? What are we going to have for breakfast today? Where do we want to go for a walk? Lord Jesus, would you like an ice cream cone? Let's have an ice cream cone. See, it's not I anymore. It's not me. Well, a lot of times when I talk to someone, I'll say, how are you doing? And I don't have to say another word. It's all me, my, I, me, I, me, me, I, me, I. And it's like, where's Jesus? See, to live a happy life is to have Jesus and Mary with you. Constantly. See, that's what he says here. He says, listen to what he says. He says, only your God, only Jesus has this power of our divine being, its fullness, its totality. It is everything, fills everything with the immensity it finds itself, envelops everything. It breathes with a simple breath. We, triune God, form our divine life in the creature. Our divine will dominates the creature, nourishes the creature, makes her grow and forms the great prodigy of enclosing our divine life in a human. Here then, your continuous I love you is our own. What do you say to Jesus when you're in front of him in the Blessed Sacrament? It's all you can say is, I love you, I love you, I love you. That's all you can say. I love you in the divine will. I love you in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. I love you in the sky. I love you in the birds. I love you with the trees. I love you in as you, Jesus, did this. I love you with your own divine I love you. And what happens here? He says, then your continuous I love you is our own, God's own. It is the breath of God's life. It is God's heartbeat that can palpitate nothing but I love you, I love you, I love you. This serves for the sustenance of our divine life, which can do nothing but divinely love, give divine love, and want divine love. So while this I love you is ours, it is the breath, our breath. It is also yours, such that while we, Triune God, give you our love, you give back to us our love. Fused together, our I love you braids, meets, identifies with your I love you, and only one I love you is heard. And while there are two, which enrapturing each other, forms one single I love you. This is going back to the mystical marriage. You become one with God, fused with God in His most holy divine will. You see what God is doing? He says, I finally found souls that want what I want. Not souls doing their own thing. Not souls trying to be holy, trying to be good, trying to be saintly, but living in their nothingness so God is there. You see what God is calling us to? Volume 32, 10, 15, 1933. Our fiat fuses its operating and repeating virtue of its continuous fiat over its fortunate soul. That's us, hopefully. It's Louisa and us linked to Louisa. So as to overshadow Louisa with its divine power in such a way that a fiat does not wait for another. So much so that if it blows its breath upon Louisa, it says to her, fiat. If it touches Louisa, it repeats fiat. If it embraces Louisa, it operating fiat keeps molding Louisa as though kneading her with its divine life. And it can be said that with its breath, it forms its life in Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. With its creative virtue, it regenerates Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. Forms in Louisa its little paradise and in the souls linked to Louisa. What do we, Triune God, not find in it? It is enough to tell you we, Triune God, find everything we want, and this is everything for us, Triune God, to find the souls who want to live in the divine will, one with Louisa. Why? Louisa possesses the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. That's what God wants for us to have. Volume 34, 318, 1937. Now you must know that everything that is holy and good belongs to my fiat, which wants to give everything to the one, Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa, who lives together with the divine will. An exchange takes place on both sides. The soul does not want to hold anything for herself. The soul wants to give it everything. And my divine will wants to give everything to the soul, even itself. More so, since creation and redemption, the Queen of Heaven, all the goods, all the holy acts are nothing other than the breath of God. He breathed and he said fiat and created the whole creation. He breathed and called to life the most holy Virgin Mary. She breathed and the word descended upon earth through Our Lady. And now God breathes and gives life to the good works of all creatures by their fiat voluntas tua. May your kingdom reign in me on earth as it does in heaven. Now the one who lives in my divine will not do nothing other than track down all of its divine works so as to find its divine breath and brings them back to God as fruits, as powers of the divine breath of God. Oh, how glorified and loved God feels because he finds his own breath, his very life, in the works offered to him by the soul, by the creature Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa. And as many times as Louisa makes her rounds in the works, so many times does Jesus feel his life, his glory, his life, his love giving back to him. This is what the rounds are about. Adoring God, loving God, praising God, thanking God, glorifying God, worshiping God. God has got great plans and he's asking us to participate in this. Volume 35, 12:21, 1937. You must know, this is a command from Jesus, that in creation it took nothing other than our omnipotent breath to infuse life in Adam. But how many prodigies in that breath? We created the soul, provided it with three powers, true image of our adorable Trinity, and with the soul he received the heartbeat, the breathing, the circulation of the blood, the motion, the warmth, the speech, the sight. And what did it take to make all these prodigies in Adam? The simple act of our breath, armed with divine power, with a race of our divine love, which unable to contain it any longer, ran toward Adam, even to the point of making Adam the great prodigy of the entire work of creation. That's us. We are the prodigy of all of creation. We are the miracle. We become the miracle that God wanted all of creation to possess, and that is mankind. All that exists is a work of God. Jesus says the only life is the light is a human. And now you think about it. You want to save the whales, you want to save the falcons, you want to save the eagles, you want to save the dolphins, you want to save planet Earth. But my goodness, you can kill as many babies as you want. You're killing the life that God wants. See, we're going to have to make a choice. We're going to have to make a choice. It's God or the devil. There's nothing in between. It's Lucifer or it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, many have sold their souls to Lucifer. We've got to pray for them, that God have mercy on them, because he has to give them what they want. You have to understand, we're living in a time where part one is over. See, part two has begun. With Louisa's body being moved to the front of the church, part one is over. Part two has begun. Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Great things are around the corner. Things unheard of are going to be seen. God promises us that. And why? Because of Louisa and the divine will. Time is, as Our Lady said, has come to an end. So he says, okay. Now, my daughter, since man did not live on our divine will did not live in our divine will, his three powers, intellect, memory, and will, have become obscured, and our adorable image deformed in mankind in such a way that mankind lost the first heartbeat of God's love within his heart, the divine breath within his human breath, or rather, he has not lost it, but he does not feel it, and therefore he does not feel the circulation of divine life, the motion of God, of good, the warmth of supreme love, the word of God within his own, the sight to be able to look at his creator. All has remained obscured, weakened, and maybe even deformed. Now, what does it take to restore this man? We, triune God, listen to this, shall return again to breathe upon him with stronger and increasing love. This is what I mean. Wait till you see what's coming. It's the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. For those who love God, it's going to be ecstasy. For those that hate God, it'll be wailing and grinding of teeth. We shall return again to breathe upon mankind with stronger and increasing love. We shall breathe in the depth of his soul. We shall blow our breath more strongly into the center of his rebellious human will, but so strongly as to shake the evils by which he is trapped. His passion shall be knocked down, terrified before the power of our divine breath. They shall feel themselves burning with our divine fire, and the human will shall feel the palpitation of the divine life of its God. And it shall conceal him like a veil, so man shall return to be the bearer of his Creator. Oh, how happy mankind shall feel. With our breath, we, triune God, shall restore mankind, heal him. And we shall act like the most tender mother who has a crippled child, and by the dint of breathing, whispering, and blowing, she pours over herself over her child. And only when she has healed him and rendered him beautiful as she wanted him to be, then shall she stop blowing her breath upon him. The power of our divine breath shall not leave him, he says very clearly. And only when we see mankind coming back into our paternal arms, beautiful as we, triune God, want him to be, then we shall stop breathing on him. Until then, we shall feel that our child has recognized our paternal goodness and how much we love him. See then what it takes to make our divine will come to reign upon earth. It is the power of our omnipotent breath. This is the second Pentecost. And with it, we, triune God, shall renew our divine life in mankind. Wait till you see what's coming. It's going to be glorious. And it's right at our doorstep. You have to understand, 72 years ago, Our Lady said, time has now come to an end. That's 72 years over time. It's very close what's coming. It's beautiful what's coming. It's glorious what's coming. The kingdom is coming. Volume 35, 130, 1938. My little daughter, my divine will, so many are the yearnings, the longings of my divine will, for it wants to operate in the act of the creature, that it begins spying to see whether the soul calls it as prime act of her acts. And if it is called prime act, come divine will, it becomes festive, it runs, it blows, blowing its breath into the act of the creature. It impresses its creative strength and converts it into divine nature. This is not human. Volume 35, 2-14, 1938. My blessed daughter, the love of my divine will in operating the act of the creature is such as to seem incredible. A lot of people just say, I don't believe it. God says, fine. I don't want to overwhelm you, he says. It's for you to accept it or not to accept it. It's a gift. It's a free gift. But it's coming. It's a divine mandate. And whether you want it or not, it's going to be here. As it operates, my divine will wants everyone to undergo the act and do it as their own act. With its omnipotent breath, it gives wings to that act and makes the sun, the heavens, the stars, the wind, the seas go through it, and even the air that all breathe. And then it flies higher, up to the celestial regions and to everyone, to the angels and the saints, the Queen and Mother Mary, and even our divinity, and undergoes that act in such a way that each one receives it. All must be able to say, this is my act. Jesus, when you breathe, I love you. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, everyone participates in that act. Jesus, in the most holy divine will, I love you, I adore you, I praise you. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, I love you, I adore you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I worship you. Everyone participates in that act. Do you see the explosion of I love yous? One soul living in the divine will, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, is bringing the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And Jesus says, do you want to participate in this? That's what Jesus says. This act is mine. Volume 36, 7-11, 1938. How beautiful it is living in my divine will. The act is not only a way, but the act is, as the soul is about to do it, the divine breath of God descends into that act and blowing and fills all of creation with its omnipotent breath. Everyone feels the refreshment. Everyone feels the love. Everyone feels the power of the creative breath that has the power to enclose everyone and everything, embalming with its divine and celestial air the operating will within ourselves as much as in the creature. It makes wonders to the extent that can say, I am a divine act. I can do anything. That's God. That's God who's saying that. I am a divine act. And God says, I want you to participate in this. You're not going to be God. but I want you to be in my image and likeness. Now, you know the likeness. A friend of mine went to Ireland. After he left Ireland, he brought his family there. And his boy, who was walking down the street, and this is early in the morning, going to daily mass, the guy on the porch says, "Are you a Murphy?" And the guy, little boy, turns around and goes, "Yes, I'm a Murphy. Why are you asking me if I'm a Murphy?" He says, "You walk like your father." Likeness. That's what's coming. The likeness of God. Image and likeness. We have image through holy baptism. Great things are right around the corner. Begin to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. No more worry. No more fear. No more anxiety. No more complaints. Read the book of heaven. Listen to what Jesus is saying. He says very clearly, the act is not only a way, but the soul is about to do it. The divine breath descends into it, blowing, fills all of creation with its omnipotent breath. Everyone feels the refreshment. Everyone feels the love. Everyone feels the power of the creative breath. And has the power to close everyone and everything, embalming with its divine and celestial air, my operating will within ourselves as much as of the creature. It makes wonders to the extent that I can say, that it can say, I am a divine act. This is the image and likeness of God. I can do anything. That's what Jesus says if you think about it. Ask, believe that you have received it, and it is yours. He doesn't say ask and hope. I hope that happens. Or as we've all learned, please, 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 please. No, you ask, believe that you received it, and it is yours. And then with the command prayer that God teaches, everything is at our disposal. God wants us to share in His divinity. It is sufficient to tell you that the one who lives in our divine will leaves everyone behind. She is first in sanctity, first in beauty, first in love, and we, triune God, can feel our divine echo, our divine breath in hers. And she doesn't pray for, but she takes what she wants from our divine treasuries. Therefore, cherish always in your heart to live in our divine will. Jesus said to Louisa, Adam didn't pray. He had no need to pray. Everything was his. Adam lived in the divine will. And he says, this is what you're going to understand. Anything you want is yours. Can you believe that? Anything you want is yours. Ask, believe that you have received it, and it is yours. Volume 36, 8, 28, 1938. When our divine love molded Adam and filled Adam so much in every created thing, even in his breath, he had to give back to us divine love, just as we loved him in everything. And when our love reached the excess of breathing over him to leave him in our love breath, for completion and crowning, we created our image in his soul, provided it with memory, intellect, and will, and remaining in him as our bearer. The bearer of God. Who is the bearer of God but the Blessed Mother? My daughter, our love wants to reach its greatest excess. It wants to save our arm, which is man. Our love wants to put him back in order at any cost, and we shall be forced by our love to breathe over him again, to cast away his enemies and ours. We shall cover him again with our divine love, letting our divine life, our divine majesty, our divine sanctity, our divine power, our divine wisdom re-enter into him. This is just astonishing. Do you see why we go to Holy Mass? Why we receive Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament? It's to begin to live a life of Jesus. This is why we want to be with him. That's why we go and we focus our attention on him in the Blessed Sacrament, looking at him in the monstrance. He's going to give everything back to us. Remember what it says, those that love God, no eye has seen, no ear has heard what God is going to give to them. He's begun already. He's begun already. Volume 36, 12, 5, 1938, my daughter, this good is so great. You have to understand, this book of heaven is so great that I, God, vividly feel our life palpitating in the soul who reads. in the soul who studies, in the soul who puts into practice the book of heaven. So much so that we can no longer need any words in order to make ourselves understood. Our breath and hers is word, which invests the whole human being, turning it into our word. For the one who lives in my divine will, I am the word in the breathing. I am in the motion. I am in the intelligence. I am in the glance. I am in everything to the extent while feeling fused and soaked inside my word and not having heard the sound of my voice, the soul is surprised and say, I feel as if my nature has changed into his word and I do not know when he spoke to me. Don't you know that I am word at every instant? Although you are not listening, I, God, speak, knowing that when you enter into the room of your soul, you shall find it and you shall take the gift of my word. God is the word. He's speaking continuously. He said to Louisa, put down on paper everything I said. This will change the face of the earth. And he's given it to us. We're nobody. We're nothing. Yeah, he's asking us to read this, to study this, to put this into practice. He says, there is such a union, there is such a transformation that those who live in our divine will and we, Triune God, ourselves understand each other without talking. We speak without words. This is the greatest gift we can give to the creature, to speak with the breath and with motion. God is doing this. God has blessed us. God wants us to begin to live this abundant life. You have to understand this. If you read this, if you study this, Jesus will change the face of the earth. He's waiting for us to do it. He says, if I have to wait 1,000 years, I'll wait 1,000 years. We don't want Jesus to wait any longer. We want the kingdom now. It's bad out there. It's really bad out there. And Jesus says, I have to give to everybody what they want. We want the kingdom. We want the book of heaven. We want to begin to live this abundant life. Okay, so now we're going to pray the consecration prayer. And then at the end, we'll do the prayer to the Most Holy Trinity for the glorification of the servant of God, Louisa Picaretta. You guys ready? If we can kneel, if you can kneel, it would be good. If you can't kneel, don't worry about it. Are you ready? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O adorable and divine will, here I am before the immensity of your light, that your eternal goodness may open to me the doors and make me enter into it to form my life all in you, divine will. Are we all reading together? You got your paper?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we'll start again. I don't want to just read it myself. I want everybody to pray this prayer. Jesus will answer it. Tell me when you're ready. You ready? Okay, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O adorable and divine will, here I am before the immensity of your light, that your eternal goodness may open to me the doors and make me enter into it to form my life all in you, divine will. Therefore, prostrate before your light, I, the littlest among all creatures, come, O adorable will, into the little group of the first children of your supreme fiat. Prostrate in my nothingness, I beseech and implore your endless light that it may want to invest me and eclipse everything that does not belong to you. in such a way that I may do nothing other than look, comprehend, and live in you, divine will. It will be my life, the center of my intelligence, the inner of my heart, and of my whole being. In this heart, the human world will no longer have life. I will banish it forever, and will form a new Eden of peace, of happiness, and of love. With it, I shall always be happy. I shall have a unique strength and a sanctity that sanctifies everything and brings everything to God. In prostrate, I invoke the help of the sacrosanct Trinity, that they admit me to live in the cloister of the divine will, so as to restore in me the original order of creation, just as the creature was created. Take my life. My most tender mother, I will be attentive and listening to you. You will lay your blue mantle over me, so that I can from all serpent may not dare to penetrate into the sacred Eden, to entice me and make me fall into the maze of the human will. Heart of my highest good, Jesus, you will give me your flames that they may burn me, consume me, and nourish me, to form me the life of the supreme will. You will be my protector, the custodian of my heart, and will keep the keys of my will in your hands. You will keep my heart jealously until I give it to you again, and I will be sure. Angel, guard me, defend me, help me in everything, so that my Eden and prayer. Crystal Court, come to my help, and I promise you to live always. Amen.
And now the prayer for the Most Holy Trinity, to the glorification of the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. Oh,
Holy Spirit.
Kingdom. We pray to you in your divine will. Amen.
Spirit, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Our trespasses.
And may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and have a great day. All right. Bye. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye. Yep, bye-bye.